Let us pray. Lord, guide our minds by your Spirit. That we may understand your word. May it prove in us a word of life and power. Amen. The words that Wynne read to us have, it seems, very little to do with Christmas, but everything to do with Christ. And the challenge that we face this Advent is simple. Don't just get ready for Christmas, but get ready for Christ. We can get so caught up in the busyness of this season and its many distractions that we forget the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is no bigger than the landscape of God's salvation plan for the whole of creation. A sweeping canvas. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Are we ready? From the very beginning, Christians have wondered about the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. His second advent, his second coming. And we have already been reminded through our songs this evening of that promised coming of the Messiah. And in Advent, we remember this threefold way in which Christ comes. He came in the past as the baby in the manger at Bethlehem. We look forward to celebrating the feast of his birth. And he comes to us today, for he is alive. He comes to our hearts as Lord and Saviour. And he is the one who is to come in glory as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His return is a scriptural promise on which we stand. We have, of course, no idea when that hour and day will be. We are children trusting our Heavenly Father. There's an old story that's told about a father who had to go away on a long journey, leaving his family and his home. And just before he left, his three-year-old son asked him, "Daddy, when will you be coming back?" The father knew he would not be back until late in the autumn. However, he realized it would be of no use to talk to his young son about dates or times. He wouldn't understand. So he sat his son down beside him and he said to him, "Now when you see the leaves on the trees begin to turn from green to brown and orange and red and begin to fall, then you can be sure that Daddy's coming back very soon." And the next day, the father set out on his journey. And during the summer months of July and August, that little boy would go for a walk in the park with his mother and talk about his absent daddy. And sometimes he would get upset as he missed his father. He got weary of waiting. And slowly the weeks went by until it came to early September and then mid-September. And almost he didn't realize, but the leaves were beginning to change color from green to yellows. And then one night there was a great storm which blew down many of the leaves, filling the pavements and the gutters. And the next morning, that boy went out and immediately he saw the leaves. And letting go of his mother's hands, he ran into the park and began to kick the leaves, shouting with great joy and delight, "Wonderful news! Daddy's coming soon. Daddy's coming soon." That story has something to say to us this evening and our world. The leaves are beginning to turn brown, and already they are falling as we look at the world today. We must not try to match world events to Scripture, but instead to look at our own lives. The wrong question is, when will he return? The right question is, am I ready? Am I ready here and now? Preparedness, not prediction, is what counts. We see the leaves beginning to fall. Are we ready? If we're honest, we sometimes forget this promise of Christ that he will return. Advent is a time for honesty, to confess the times when we have lived in unreadiness, when we might have been self-absorbed or distracted. Like the boy in the story, we admit that sometimes we lose heart. We tire of waiting. We need encouragement and support. And it is the Word of God that will bring us hope this Advent. We can trust His Word. His Word on which we stand, when all else is sinking sand. We stand on his promises. We lean on his promises. And no one has ever broken God's promises by leaning on them. So today we hear the call of Advent, to wake up, to realize that our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. All things must pass. So let us keep short accounts with others and with God. I began by saying today that our gospel reading had little to do with Christmas. What a contrast between picturing Jesus as a thief in the night and a baby in the manger. Yet at Bethlehem, didn't Jesus steal into our world at midnight, breaking and entering into our humanity in disguise when no one was looking, when most were not ready? Hasn't he stole our hearts and captured our wills? Will he not do so again this Advent? May we be found guilty of aiding and abetting this heavenly operation. And let us make it easier for him by leaving the windows and doors of our lives wide open. Don't just get ready for Christmas. Get ready for Christ. Amen. Let us pray. In the quietness, let us reflect on God's word to us this evening. Come, thou long-expected Jesus. Amen.